Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise York joining us with special guest CC Starnes. Good morning to you both.
What's up?
Good morning.
How's it going, Denise?
Pretty good.
Good deal. Well, I'm excited to get into our guest here today.
I am too. So let's run through my stuff real quick. I just wanted to remind everybody about the military banners that Jerry Walls is selling, and that is at CVilleMilitaryBanners.org for the application. $180 for the banners, and they will be displayed in November. So make sure, you know, if you've got a military person you want to have on display, make sure you start getting that now. I think he will be at the summer celebration, so you can check in with him then. Speaking of summer celebration, I want to remind everybody still looking for sponsors and vendors. So you can give Gail a call at 252-8688 or Kathy at 252-5155. So it's ongoing now, but Coffeyville First Presbyterian Church has a spring cleaning online auction going on. And that ends tomorrow at 5 p.m. You can preview the items today from 2 to 6:30 at the church, and I don't have that address.
It's just right down here.
Right down the
it's
street.
Just, on it's 8th right,
street.
Right on 8th Street.
8th and Willow. Yep.
Right around the corner.
Okay, and there's a lot of things. You can go online at apro.bid and view the items. There's a lot of holiday decorations. I saw a new Instant Pot, Walkers, and mini fridge. So check that out. They are also having a pulled pork lunch Saturday from 11:30 to 2 for $8. So check that out. That's going on this weekend.
And I know the pickup times during that time too. So if you're picking stuff up, you can get lunch and
that's
your
right.
goodies you've won.
Absolutely. So, and then also Saturday on the 9th, CCC graduation starts at 8 o'clock. Nellis Hall, so you know we'll have a bunch of people in town, so get crowded in some of the restaurants around noon. I wanted to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day coming
That's
up
right.
Sunday. Just went by downtown and saw the Hassenplug building where they've taken the wood off the front, so if you haven't been downtown in a while, come down, check that out. The last remaining posts for the awnings are gone off of 9th Street. So a lot of changes taking place downtown, and that's where the guest comes in. That's where CC comes in. He is the new owner of Isham's Hardware.
Here I am.
Yep.
I'm Welcome. Here. I made it.
Hey, it's great to have you, and you know, it's just exciting to have a new owner here. I mean, you're one of very few people who have gotten to say that they've owned Isham's Hardware.
The third family only.
Yeah, it is. It is incredible. So, welcome. We're glad to have you in town here. And you know, I keep trying to be like, I'm trying to call you Wyatt in my mind because you're related to Wyatt Starnes, right?
Yep. That's my cousin.
That's fantastic. So, did you grow up? Like, where did you actually grow up? I know you came here from Minnesota, but did you grow up in Minnesota? Or?
Nope. I'm from Topeka, Kansas, and I moved up to Minnesota and met my wife, and I brought her to Coffeyville.
And here you are.
Here we are. We made it.
That's fantastic.
It was quite the journey, but we're glad we're here, and we're excited to keep the legend going.
That's fantastic. So what actually led you to this decision to buy a hardware store?
Well, we weren't specifically in the mood to buy a hardware store, but I had done a few scouting trips down and looking for stuff downtown, and there's everything just didn't quite work out, and we had an opportunity with Isham's, and we really wanted to make that work, and we wanted to see Isham's continue, and it's interesting, all of the things that we're finding with a 156-year-old business building. It's real interesting. We weren't sure what we were getting into, and we're glad we did, because it's Coffeyville's great. The business is great, and hearing the amount of stories is like the best. I mean there's generational people that have shopped there, and it's wonderful. You know, it's,
well, and you're probably going to uncover a few treasures yourself going through all that stuff, right?
Oh yeah, we already have it. Yeah. It's a you can't hide 156 years. There's going to be a little gold nugget. Yep. A few gold nuggets. So
anything in particular that stood out so far? And you know, I know you guys have been cleaning and going through boxes and everything.
Yeah, half the time is decluttering and trying to remove paper. You know, everything's done by paper by hand, and we're trying to update everything, and the amount of stuff that is still in boxes and wrapped up pieces of plastic, and it's amazing. It's super fun. We're actually starting a segment for going through all of the cool old stuff that we have started to find and continue to find.
Are you going to document all this?
It's been really tough going through everything just because every piece of paper, we have to go through everything. And I mean everything. You know, just a couple days ago, I was going through some stuff, and there was one of the original pictures just thrown into a pile of papers. And I'm talking about an 1800s original picture. And so we're trying to be as careful as we can because we want to preserve everything. But we also want to bring it into the 21st century. So,
sure. No, and I mean,
a delicate process.
I love the fact that you are taking the time to document this because I've run into that before where I'm like, man, I don't want to even like open this without kind of like, you know, just having some proof or, you know, to just doing a little extra due diligence to show people because it's like, it's a special moment to uncover some of this stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, like, even down to like the order forms for specific stuff is like, it's just so exciting. I mean, like, to see it ordered and to still have it, you know, 60 years ago is really fun.
That's fantastic. So what did you do before all this? You know, any background in this? You're just kind of jumping in.
Well, I grew up in the trades. I've done construction my whole life and residential, industrial, commercial. And so pretty familiar with all things related to construction, any flavor of construction, and it's something that that I've learned over the years. You know, I kind of wanted to get out of the field and into AC, and I love people, so it's real fitting. It's a good change of pace for me specifically.
That's good. Well, personally. And I'm sure you've gotten to, you know, meet some of the people, you know, Dinger and Anne Marie and Tim and everyone who kind of kept it going for all these years. I mean, I think they're such special people, and I know that they wanted to find someone who was going to continue the hardware store.
Yeah, they've been nice to deal with the transition to help us gather all the information that we need to keep the history going. You know, once that's the cool thing with history is if it's not passed down, it gets lost. And so we're trying to gather as much history as we can with the building, with the contents inside the building, and the surrounding area of Isham's.
And you still got John over there who's he knows where everything is. That's the thing. It's a real skill.
He's been kind of his own encyclopedia. I mean, he's been nice to have in the pocket. So
yeah, I love him talking about. He said, "Well, you know, I greased the elevator about, you know, 35 years ago or whatever, you know." Yep. It's like, "Yeah, about time to do
our
it again."
1897 elevator that's still going.
Yeah, it's incredible. So going forward here, kind of what's the plan over the next, you know, year? I know there's some restocking to do, but what is your kind of long-term vision for this store?
Well, the long-term vision is to do whatever it takes to last another 156 years. And so currently, you know, that means updating our systems to track inventory so that we aren't missing things, you know, in 60 years. stuff doesn't get lost for 60 years and randomly found. That's important to us. And part of it is just updating our system to see what we have inventory like now. And it's because there is, you know, there's 100-year-old things that we're finding, 40-year-old things still in the box. And so whether we make a museum or we decide to sell some of that, I think it's important to document and take note of what's there. So,
you know, when I was volunteering at the museum, people would go across to Isham's and just go in for the... So, yeah, you can be an extension of the Dalt Museum with people.
Absolutely. We had a group of people yesterday, and it's weekly. People are showing up weekly like, yeah, we went to the museum, and they said to come over to Isham's, but we're not sure why. And then we get to tell them our whole spiel of why we're important to the bank, to the old Perkins Bank. Yep.
Well, I think it has kind of been an unofficial museum here, kind of part of the whole stop for years. I mean, I know I had a friend come into town, and I was like, well, you have to come see it. Everyone who comes into town who is like a guest that I'm entertaining, I'm like, we got to go to Isham's. We got to see it. We got to get the spiel. And they always love it because it is a really big part of our history.
Absolutely. It's an important part of history. You know, there are not many brands or buildings that are 156 years old. And it's exciting to continue that. So
that's fantastic. Well, we're really excited to have you and, you know, keeping this going as a hardware store, but also, you know, being kind of a tourist attraction for the area. I mean, this is, it's just great because this is my favorite kind of thing when you can participate in history still. I mean, every time I go in Isham's, I'm like, I am literally shopping where, you know, the pioneers of Coffeeville shopped, and you're continuing that same legacy, oldest hardware store in Kansas.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, the nostalgia of it is really fun, but it's also going to, we're bringing it back to be a full-fledged hardware store. And so it's super exciting for us history buffs that, you know, you get to see a piece of history and experience and, you know, maintain your home or your car or whatever it is.
So will you be able to, maybe if someone's looking for a particular thing, are you going to be able to order some stuff in to help people out with their homes? You know, what's kind of the goal with that?
Once our systems are up and running here, we will be able to order anything, get you anything, fix anything. I'm working on gathering a group of people to be able to, I think people enjoy working with a human. Not to say robots aren't great or anything, but I think people want a genuine human connection. And I'm trying to gather people that know how to fix stuff, fix things, and know how to maintain things for people so that we can continue the Isham's legend. They can come in, we help them with whatever they need, whether that's a nut and bolt or fixing your screen door, you know. We're going to continue that legacy, and it's important to us. So it's going to be exciting to mesh the new with some old. So the nostalgia is not going away, but it's good. It's great. It's one for the books.
That's good. It's a good combination. Now, I understand, obviously, you're going to be more independent. You're like, as far as the true value has kind of been in bankruptcy anyway. So in my understanding, you're going to be just kind of more of an independent hardware.
Yeah, we're going to try being independent as long as we can. I think it's important. I want to be able to pull from anyone, anywhere, anytime. Not that contracts can't help you and certain suppliers can't help you, but it's important to us to be able to supply anyone, anytime, anywhere with anything.
So are you open for business now?
We are currently open for business.
Okay, so anybody, make sure that we support and stop in and see you guys.
We're working on inventory. We're a little, you know, inventory over the years has dwindled down, but we're right on track for getting that store packed to the gills.
That's great. So and right now it's kind of Monday through Friday, right? I've had some listeners ask me, are they going to be open Saturdays? Do you know yet on that?
Yeah, we're I guess officially we're open Monday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday we're pretty much in shop. I mean, we're dang near living at that place. But it's Saturdays, the door's open. We're not officially open, but if we're there, we'll help you get you what you need. All of our times are subject to change once our systems are in place and we can actually have the inventory we need to supply you guys with anything and everything.
Fantastic. Well, I know you're a big part of our local business community, our local community just in general. So again, we appreciate everything you're doing and looking forward to the years to come as we just continue to build everything back and make everything great here in Coffeyville and everywhere else.
Make Coffeyville great again.
That's right. Yeah, we appreciate it. Well, thanks so much. And Denise, I really appreciate you getting another great guest in.
Thanks for bringing me on.
Anytime. We'll have to have you back in to do some stories as you find them. So
Some show and tell.
That'd be great. I'll bring some stuff.
That'd be good. All right. Well, hey, Cece, I really appreciate it. And don't be a stranger.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, James.
Okay. Appreciate it. Denise as well. That is our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. And we'll get you into more open line coming up here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690. It is coming up on 9:29. We can take your calls at 620-251-6909 or 1-800-252-KGGF. Just don't forget about our $6,900 limit. Five items or less, individually priced altogether, should not exceed that limit. You can advertise just about anything as long as it's legal, moral, ethical, and no weapons or support items or weapons and no dogs for sale. Although you can give away dogs, you can sell other pets and individual livestock as well. So let's go ahead and return to the phones here. Good morning, caller. You're on open line. Hey, doing well. What's going on? Yeah, it's going to be a nice one. 70 degrees. What's that? Yeah. It's Stacia Knight. I know. We've had some people like, is your name Stacia Knight? Or it's Stacia Knight. Yeah. I don't know. Man, you should see, there was some of these names nowadays, like there's a senior I saw graduating from one of the schools. His first name is Twister. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Really? Yeah. I was just looking, like, it's Olivia, Amelia, Sophia, Emma, Isabella, Charlotte. Like, yeah, these are pretty normal. Aurora is kind of strange, but... Huh. That's at least what I've found so far. But yeah, some of these, it's wild now. Like, you get... Because we deal with a lot of names on a daily basis, but, you know, a lot of the kids... You know, they'll be a pretty, you know, normal sounding name if you were going to say it, but sometimes the spelling can really trip you up. They'll be spelled kind of oddly. Oh, yeah. This is wild. What the heck? Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that to a kid. I feel like you're setting them back when you name them some weird. Because, like, you know, just imagine the bullying. Yeah, imagine the bullying. You know, it's going to happen. I just don't, just name your kids, like, just standard names, I feel like. You're just setting them up for problems. Oh, yeah. I mean... To each his own, I guess, but I feel for the kids sometimes when I'm like, I know how mean kids can be with, like, making fun of each other. It can be an issue. Oh, yeah. That's true. No, you're on your own. You guys kind of had to work it out amongst yourselves. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, that's right. Exactly. It's a kid-eat-kid world there. They are right there on the plaza in downtown Coffeyville. So if you know where there's the Chamber of Commerce building, the old Condon Bank that the Daltons tried to rob, it's basically, so it's not, that's the weird, it's because it's the front of it isn't facing a street anymore, which is weird. But it's on the, I think it's Union is what it's actually on. But basically, if you're right at the main intersection of 11th and Willow in town, if you just go north on Patterson, you'll start to kind of curve around and then you'll see the backside of it. You used to be able to drive right by it, but, you know, through infinite wisdom of our forefathers, they decided to not do that anymore. Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Yeah, so if you're on 8th, if you're at the health food store, just keep going east on 8th Street, and you'll run right into it. Basically, you'll go by the backside of the Perkins building, which is the chamber, and then you'll see a parking lot on your right before you get to Patterson, and there's a big parking lot, and you'll see a big mural that says Isham Hardware, and then you'll just go right into that parking lot there. And you can go in the front or the back. Oh, you got to go in there. You got to go check it out. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great place, so I hope you can check it out. But yeah, it's kind of weird just because the front of it now faces the plaza, so it's not like, you know, we're used to going right into the front. Well, there's plenty of parking right there, and you can still go in the front. It's just kind of odd because there is not a street in front of it anymore. That's right. Yeah, and they have some old pictures of the building and stuff. I know they're doing a lot of cleaning and reorganization right now, but John, who works over there, you just ask, if you go in there, you find John, and he will give you the whole spiel. It's 100% worth it. He'll tell you the whole story. Oh. Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, and I was thinking out there, you know, with Hoover Dam and all that. That's the only reason, as you know, it's like all of Las Vegas is built on the back of this, you know, 1930s thing out there. That's, you know, if it wasn't for Hoover Dam, it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't have Las Vegas. Wow. Man. That's right. That's right. We got to be thankful for that. I know. She just kind of runs it all together. Maybe it's just a little more pause there. Stacia. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. All right. Appreciate it. And we're happy to take your calls at 620-251-6909. And we want to know here our question of the day. So here's the story for you. We'll get it. Find the maybe. Okay. All right. So Roomba Pioneer, the robotic pioneer who helped unleash the Roomba vacuum, is now betting that you might one day replace your beloved dog or cat with a plush robot that follows you around your home and adapts to your daily habits. Colin Engel unveiled a four-legged prototype of an artificial pet called a Familiar. That's a terrible name. On Monday, imagine a creature the size of a bulldog with doe-like eyes and bear cub ears and paws, extending itself into a greeting stretch that invites you to pat its touch-sensitive fake fur. The lifelike machine, powered by the latest artificial intelligence technology, would not have been possible when he co-founded iRobot in 1990. And it's terrible. Like, I'm sorry. It's just so bad. I looked up a picture of it, and it's just creepy. No one likes this. No one likes this. We have all the comments so far. But Deb says, so the question is, would you consider owning a robot pet? Deb says no. Elaine says no. Penny says no. Cheryl says hard nope. John says no. Johnny says no. Carrie says no. That's just a few. I don't think we have any yeses, but I'm looking. So, anyway, yeah, it's a lot of no's. This is just creepy. I mean, no, we people don't like this. We don't want... Everything's fake nowadays anyway with the internet, so we don't need fakery in our real lives of this. It's like the Furbies. Did we not learn anything with that? The Furbies would sit around with their AA batteries corroding, and then you'd go in and go down the hallway one dark, moonless night, and then you just hear out of a darkened bedroom, "Happy birthday!" Ah! Then you throw that thing in the trash. They just do some weird things. Those Furbies are bad news. Back to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on open line. Not too much, Mr. Dale. What's happening in Parsons, USA? Same rigmarole. And all the same rigmarole. Yeah, all over the place. Like Altoona, Parsons, there was a lot of the schools got that. Mm-hmm.